Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Things are hopping at the whack. We have so much to talk about today. We've brought in the man, Dwayne Long. Dwayne, how goes it?
It's a busy time, and that's a good thing, Dan. We're back to getting back to normal. Maybe we're all back to normal. I mean, it's just really nice after the crazy of last year. And now we're looking like things are getting back to normal.
It's been glorious. For those of you missing a weather report, clean and crisp today. Great day to have a camp on campus. And wouldn't you know, Ohio State is doing just that. We're going to go into detail on who will be there today. It is a star-studded guest list. Official visits, unofficial visits. We will get into detail. However, we're going to start with some current events. Dwayne, over the weekend, running back Dallin Hayden out of Tennessee visited. He was considering Ohio State and Notre Dame prominently. Bill Kerlick and Tom Loy threw crystal balls our way. And as I've said many times, that means he's likely already taking classes. Your thoughts on the running back, who is a legacy at Tennessee, that is. His father, Aaron Hayden, was an excellent running back who played several years in the NFL. Your thoughts on Dallin Hayden possibly becoming a Buckeye as soon as today?
Great looking back. One thing that really jumped out at me was just the explosion. And then he hits top end speed quickly, and he's really fast. Great looking body on him. You want to get right there in that 5'11", 6 foot range and 190 to 200 pounds for a kid this age. Really nice get when you if it actually happens, because this is not a elite class. There's a lot of four-star type guys in this class. There's no bell cow in this running back class. So getting him, I really think his rating is his ranking is way low. Really good get for us if this actually happens. Have put the running back class to bed and move on.
Explosive, has good hands, and like we said, a great pedigree. They've been on him for a while. We talked about this yesterday. They had four backs they were originally looking at, and Hayden has risen to the top. So we will keep an eye on that. I would keep it locked into Bucknuts today, or at least keep a keen eye on it, because very likely Dallin Hayden hits the pillow tonight as a future Buckeye. Another thing we have to discuss, and I'm wondering if this guy is trying to keep us in business, and that is Pele Gaitoté. The school has not announced his official addition to the roster. However, he is enrolled at the school, according to the school directory. Yesterday, he posted on Instagram an exit for Columbus from his car. His relative on the team, Haskell Garrett, looks like he probably picked him up somewhere and said the young bull is in town. So Pele Gaitoté, barring a bizarre occurrence, is going to be a Buckeye. Your thoughts on the addition of the USC linebacker, who was once, as we've said, the apple of Ohio State's eye, the highest rated linebacker in his class, out of Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, opted for USC. Things didn't work out. What's your vibe?
Well, it's, you know, why not take the chance? Is really what it comes down to. I mean, the kid wants to come in. He hasn't been that kid that we thought he would be. He has not been that five-star, you know, guy that is known across the nation, all American teams and getting projected as a early entry kid. But he's been a solid solid football player out there. It seems to be there's some injury history that is worrisome, but you know, we're at least getting a solid linebacker out of him. Let's say I don't know if I'm that excited about it, but I'm not like, oh man, why are we doing this? We'll see what's going to happen if he finds his form here. And let's be honest, the USC and the Pac-12 in general is just, it's just not, no players are coming out of there, Dan. Every year after the draft, they show which conferences had the most players drafted, and the Pac-12 lingers behind everybody else. So is he getting good coaching? Is he in the right situation? I don't know. Maybe that's what's been the problem. But, you know, why not take the shot and see what happens? We lost all our linebackers, lost four linebackers. The four seniors left out of here. So, you know, having another veteran presence, a guy who has been a starter. You know, we say that our linebacker corps, the guys that are going to be stepping in there, they played some football, but they haven't been starters. He's been a starter. So let's just, you know, see what happens here.
You mentioned if he was the five-star standout he was coming out of high school, he wouldn't be transferring. He has had some injury issues. He's got 2 years of eligibility left. Let's see what Mick Marotti and Al Washington can do for this guy. I have a very good feeling this is going to work out for the Buckeyes, but we shall see. All right. We're going to go down a list of guys who are visiting today unofficially, and then after the break, we're going to talk about two big-time official visitors. First, I'm going to shoot you some names of guys who are expected to be here. Just give me your quick thoughts on them. Number one, Indiana defensive lineman, Caden Curry.
Love to lock this guy down now. I mean, to me, he's a naked jaunt get if we can pull him in here. Could be an end, could be a tackle. Don't worry about it. Just get him in here. Explosive. I mean, this guy comes off the ball, and, you know, he's into the offensive lineman before they get out of their stance real good. And very athletic, high motor. Love Caden Curry. You know, there's that thing about his size. I'm not really worried about it. He can slide outside, and he's athletic enough to play out as a strong side end. So don't worry about it. If he gets bigger, fine. You know, just get him.
Every visit day, I think we are obligated to have a representative from IMG Academy. There'll be several today. One of them is defensive end Malik Bryant, defensive end, who started at IMG as a sophomore.
This guy, if you just look at defensive end pass rushers, he's as good as there is in the class. No question. If he was bigger, there would be no doubt in my mind he'd be the number one end in the country. I mean, his closing speed is just, he's running down guys from behind before they even get started good. Just incredibly athletic, explosive, quick guy. Little undersized at 6'2". Usually when you're looking at ends, you're looking at 6'4 or better. Outstanding. Love. You don't worry about it. That's another one. You don't worry about it. You just take him and see what happens.
And Malik Bryant's one of those guys, you look at him, he moves, and you're like, that's a pro football player. He can decide what he wants to play when he gets here, and we'd like to bring him some food when he does.
That's what you think about. I mean, the guy comes off the edge, and several of the plays I got a big kick out of because the tackle is trying to turn to run with him and just realizes he's gone. I'm not catching him. Just that quick off the snap. You worry about is, you know, where you're going to play him, how you're going to use him later.
Bouncing between Florida and now Texas, wide receiver Braylon James out of Del Valle, Texas. We know that town, obviously. 6'3", 175 pounder.
He reminds me so much of Michael Thomas, just this long, athletic guy, and he's going to go up. The ball is his. You're going to try to take it away from him. That's that attitude. Just how he attacks the football athletically and on the ball. He would be a take right now.
It's interesting because his offer list isn't quite what the other have. There's no Alabama. There's no Clemson's. How about another guy for you? Ethan Nation.
Dan, I watched this guy and I could not believe what I watched him do time and time again. He's a corner They're lining him up in man coverage. And this kid is going and finding the ball that's being thrown to another receiver. He switches off and goes and attacks the football. The only thing that is a negative on him, he's 5'10". And who knows, you know, they list him at 5'10", maybe he's 5'9". Size-wise, that's the only negative that you can see in this kid. His ball skills are off the charts. His football instincts, how he reads what's going on in the secondary, he's reading the quarterback. It's advanced stuff. It's stuff that you don't see most high school players come out of high school with. Just very impressive football player. Love to see him in Scarlet and Gray.
Here's who's also impressed. Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Georgia. If you have those offers heading into your junior year, it does not matter what your ranking is. You are a take for any team in the country. You're likely a take for the New Orleans Saints. And by the way, he's a Georgia native. Anytime we can kick old Kirby in the pants, not a bad thing.
It's a plus.
One more guy before we get to the receivers. Peyton Kirkland.
I like this offensive line class better already. And just with the few guys I've looked at, definitely a kid that he can play tackle. Got to get the tackles in here, Dan. And he's definitely one of the, I haven't seen his offer list, but
I have, it does not have Clemson and Alabama on there. Has pretty much everybody else. So when that's the case, I really feel like Ohio State should be the favorite if they make a serious play.
And they should. He's got all the tools, great size. Just an outstanding prospect.
Florida kid does have offers from Florida, Florida State, and Georgia. So I wasn't attempting to minimize his offer list there. But let's talk about two receivers. Take them in tandem here. They are very high on Ohio State's list. One is Brandon Ennis. The other is Carnell Tate.
Brandon Ennis is listed right now as a number one receiver in the class. And when you see him, you see, yeah, that's the real deal right there. He does it all. He's like Julian Fleming, Amika Egbuka. He's just that explosive. He's that superior an athlete. He's got the size. He runs away from defenses. He's everything you want. You got to be the top of the list.
Here's what's interesting. He does have the offer list that you need. He has one warm school, and it's Oklahoma. He's a Florida native, so this is an important visit to turn Mr. Ennis. And you know Brian Hartline is all over that, so trust in Brian, we will. What are your vibes on Carnell Tate, who does have a crystal ball turned towards Ohio State from Steve Wiltfong?
He seems like a big possession receiver. I'm not seeing a guy that does stuff that you know, like Brandon Ennis. You know, I'm a little bit surprised that he's that high on our list. You know, but here we go. How much football did he play last year? We don't know. How much practice did he get in? How often did he get in the weight room? We don't know. So, you know, he catches the football. He gets open and he catches the football. He just doesn't seem like that explosive guy that we've been going for recently and landing.
We are going to take a quick break, come back, and talk about two official visitors from the class of 2022 that will be on campus today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, we are back. The two visitors today, we've kind of grouped them together, not just because they are official visitors and they are members of the class of 2022, but despite the fact they're from different locales and I have no idea if they know each other, they have a very similar track here. They are Terrence Brooks, cornerback out of John Paul II in Plano, Texas, and Tyler Booker, offensive lineman out of IMG Academy. Both class of 2022, both down to their five schools they are taking official visits to. The only difference, Booker has Florida, Brooks has Texas, and the others are the same. They include Alabama, Georgia, and Oregon, as well as Ohio State. Ohio State is the fourth official visit for each. Each will visit Alabama on June 25th. And as I was talking to Dwayne before the show, JT Tuamalo is going to come down to his visit at Alabama. These two guys, the class behind JT, are going to come down to their visits at Alabama. It's become pretty clear that, talked about a big three, I get the feeling Alabama and Ohio State are pulling away from Clemson, but I digress. So let's break these guys down now that you've reviewed their tape. Official visitor number one, Terrence Brooks, cornerback out of Plano, Texas.
Another guy that the only thing you can see that would be considered a negative is a size. Ball skills, outstanding athlete, breaks on the ball, and he hits. Oh, does he hit? Just really a kid that there's no doubt in my mind that we'd take him as soon as he's ready to verbal. He's just a big-time football player and just outstanding skills. Like I said, the only negative is he too is listed at 5'10". You got all these big receivers running around out here, Dan. It's just trying to match up with them with smaller guys. Not ideal situation.
And your vibes on Tyler Booker?
He should be a take right away. I'm not absolutely convinced he could be a tackle, but he's just a bull. A bulldozer. He runs through people. He lights them up. So right now you start him off a tackle. I seriously doubt he can be a left tackle, maybe a right tackle. But I project him inside, and, I don't get excited about guards much, but I would get excited about this kid.
So let's look here. Their last visit, Brooks was at Texas. Coming out of that event, they believe it's Texas versus Alabama. Booker was at Georgia. Coming out of that event, the experts there believe it's Georgia versus Alabama. So Ohio State has some serious work to do. Let's hope they can package these dudes up today, get them committed to the class of 2022. One thing's for sure, you want to be locked into Bucknuts all day. We've got guys at the camp. We are on commitment watch. You're in the right spot. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.